Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah. Boy, is this too true about all these weird things you can and cannot bring on the airplane. Somebody texted, but Bob, it's my emotional support fish. Oh. Look, when we reach the point of insanity where people are bringing their emotional support horse onto the airplane, we have totally gone around the bend. Here we go, getting underway with a fourth and final hour, the Bobby Mac Show. The bonus hour here on Tuesday, great to have you along. And as always, your input is invited, encouraged, and welcomed. Here's how you join me and be a part of the conversation. Just grab the phone, use the Ingalls Advantage talk line number, 800-347-1063. If you prefer to communicate with me via text message, use the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number 71307. And, of course, my email address remains very simply bob@1063word.com. I saw this story just come across Fox News, and I thought, well, this is interesting. Apparently, you know, in anticipation of just how much is going to be investigated by Attorney General Bill Barr and Mr. Duncan and Mr. Horowitz, the Inspector General, all the rest of this stuff. Apparently, we have some people that may be seeking some shade in advance. Ron Blitzer, writing at Fox News, Susan Rice's book airs frustration with being put on air in Clinton's place after Benghazi attack. You may remember, following the attack on our consulate in Benghazi that resulted in the death of four Americans, Susan Rice, who at the time was our U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, was given, she drew the short straw, apparently, and she was sent out to appear on all the Sunday morning talking head shows to explain away what happened. The story begins with a quote, "Where is Hillary?" That was the question then U.S. Ambassador to the UN, Susan Rice's mother, asked when she told her she would be appearing on all five Sunday morning political shows on September 16th, 2012. I think I said half a dozen. It was actually five. Just 5 days after the terrorist attack on the U.S. consulate in Benghazi, Libya. The plan was for Susan Rice to appear in place of then-Secretary of State Hillary Clinton at the request of the White House. Her mother said, "I smell a rat. This is not a good idea. Can you get out of it?" Boy, that is telling. The exchange is detailed in Susan Rice's new book, Tough Love, My Story of the Things Worth Fighting For, as she recalled what led to and what fueled the biggest political controversy of her government career, those appearances on Fox News Sunday, ABC's This Week, CBS's Disgrace the Nation, NBC's Beat the Press, and CNN's State of the Union. Her flawed characterization of the attacks as resulting from a spontaneous protest later made her the target of GOP criticism that ultimately led to her withdrawing from consideration to succeed Hillary as Secretary of State. Looking back, Rice insisted in her book that she does not believe Clinton set her up. Yeah, right. Of course not. Hillary wouldn't do something like that. Set up Susan Rice to take the fall for her so she can get the bullseye off her back, as if it did. Insisted in her book that she does not believe Clinton set her up. Rice's mother feels differently, but recognizes that Clinton and National Security Advisor Tom Donilon likely knew what was coming. Now, look, you'd have to be deaf, dumb, and blind to not know what's coming. I do believe that Hillary Clinton and Tom Donilon appreciated what I did not. The first person to tell the public about a highly political tragedy was likely to pay a price. In the memoir, Rice recalled delivering talking points provided to her by Langley, CIA, which were corrected after the fact, the result, she said, of updated intelligence. Susan Rice soon became the face of the Obama administration's response to the attack, strongly criticized by GOP lawmakers. During her appearances, Rice said the terrorist attack in Benghazi spun out of demonstrations that had been taking place. This information turned out to be wrong, Rice writes today, and days after my appearance, the IC, that's the intelligence community, revised its judgment to reflect their subsequent determination that there were no protests. Rice also called out, was also called out for supposedly claiming that the attack was in response to that now famous anti-Muslim video that was posted online, by the way, that nobody saw. In her book, she insisted this is not what she said, making the distinction that the video was her stated reason for unrest in Cairo and that the Benghazi attack was in turn inspired by what was happening in Egypt. The political climate was tense at the time, less than 2 months before a presidential election, but Rice described the period after the election as even worse, quote, because there was no end in sight to the incoming hits. At this point, Rice was being considered to be Hillary's replacement as Secretary of State. She lamented that with the exception of President Obama himself, she did not feel that the White House had her back. I was distressed initially to see little pushback coming from the White House, with the very notable exception of the president himself. So she's setting Hillary up to walk the plank here, but she's not stupid enough to go after Obama. I needed colleagues in the White House to assist from the podium in the press room and to provide support to my small press and legislative affairs team. At one point, she cried to her husband that she felt like she was floating out here alone without the necessary support. Well, Ms. Rice, what did you think was going to happen? You going to tell me she's dumb enough she didn't see the setup coming? That she was going to be the fall guy? Gal? Rice faced attacks concerning her capabilities from Republican senators, including Lindsey Graham-nesty, the late John McCain, and Kelly Ayotte. She eventually took herself out of the running to be Secretary of State. Rice's 9-year-old daughter was undergoing tests for frightening hallucinations, and Rice's mother was traumatized. But Rice explained she would have felt guilty and selfish if she'd refused to go on the shows that fateful Sunday. I'm a team player, and I don't like shunting off on others what I am capable of doing. In hindsight, however, she said, by deferring to that instinct, by putting the cause and the team first, I did myself a disservice. Well, Susan, who was it who did put herself first and made sure that there were going to be bullets flying from the media and from the GOP, as there certainly were, rightfully so? It wasn't going to be Hillary that was going to be under sniper fire, as she famously said she was in Bosnia. Right? What a bunch of liars and fools. 6:15 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Take a quick break here. We'll go to the phones when I come right back, and details on what the White House told Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff today in regard to their, air quotes here, impeachment inquiry. Be right back.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Excellent.
Welcome back. 6:21 here on the Bobby Mac Show, the bonus hour here on Tuesday. In on the text line this afternoon, 71307. Bobby, I know you like Paul Harvey. YouTube has a video he made in 1965 that you will enjoy. All you can say is, wow, the title is If I Was the Devil. I don't know if you've ever seen this video. It's really great. I've seen it back in the day. Every word has come true. We love your show and never miss one. Keep up the good work. Thank you very much. I'll see if I can play that one day because that's certainly worth hearing. Speaking of TV personalities, I saw this today as well. Alex Trebek, who is, you may be aware, is in a battle with cancer, is hinting that he could be nearing the end of his career. He said he wants to keep hosting Jeopardy until, his words, his skills diminish, but says that's already happening. He says he's starting to slur his words because the chemo he's undergoing has caused sores inside his mouth. Here is Alex Trebek talking about it.
I will keep doing it as long as my skills do not diminish, and they have started to diminish. I talk to the producers about this all the time now. I say, look, I'm slurring my words. My tongue doesn't work as well as it used to. The chemo has caused sores inside my mouth. It makes it difficult for me to speak and enunciate properly. They say, well, we don't notice. I said, yeah, I notice those things. And I'm sure there are observant members of the television audience who notice also. But they're forgiving.
Yeah. He is, I think he's shown a tremendous amount of courage. He talked at one point when he was undergoing the first round of chemo, because they record multiple shows in a day. They record a month's worth of shows in a week, typically is the schedule. So they'll do, you know, like five shows in a day. And he said the chemo caused him so many problems at one point that he would go back to his dressing room between shows and just lie down and cry because he was in pain. He's shown a tremendous amount of courage. Godspeed to Alex. To the phones we go here at 624. Dan is next up. He's in Boiling Springs. Hi, Dan, and welcome to the program.
Boy, I don't know how you follow that.
Yeah, pretty tough.
Well, I mean, you listen to some of the members of Congress, and they can barely speak nowadays, and I'm not trying to make light of what Alex Trebek said.
No, understood.
But even some of these guys and ladies, it's time for them to move on, too. They've lost it.
Yep.
God bless Alex Trebek. Hey, so the reason I was calling was, why can't this go to the Supreme Court, all this impeachment stuff? Why can't it immediately be raised at the level that you have the executive branch going against the legislative branch? And why can't it go immediately to the judicial, the highest judicial branch to say,
yeah,
all right, what do you got?
Yeah, fair question. And the answer would be these slimy progressive commies in the Socialist Democrat Party are not brilliant, but they are clever. And what they have manipulated this in such a way in that there's no case to bring to the Supreme Court because there are no official charges against President Trump because it's not an official impeachment. It is merely an inquiry, a political witch hunt, a star chamber, a kangaroo court that Pelosi and Schiff are conducting in the media for the benefit of the media to try and convince the American people that Donald Trump has done something wrong when he obviously hasn't.
you know, I would imagine just like a lot of the folks that are stuck in traffic or driving home right now, mm-hmm. are just kind of shaking their head saying, this isn't right.
No.
Just not right.
You're right. It's not. It is an abuse of the constitutional powers given to us by the founders. And these people should be ashamed of themselves.
I don't think ashamed is the right word. Anyways, I have a good day, Bob.
You too. Thank you, Dan. I appreciate the call. Now, the White House today essentially telling Pelosi and Schiff, yeah, your impeachment inquiry, good luck with that. The White House outlining in a defiant 8-page letter to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and top demon rats on Tuesday, why the White House will not participate in their illegitimate and unconstitutional impeachment inquiry, charging that the proceedings have run roughshod over congressional norms and the president's due process rights. And they would be right. Trump administration officials call the letter, which was written by the White House counsel and obtained by Fox News, perhaps the most historic letter the White House has sent. The document tees up a head-on collision with Democrats in Congress who have fired off a slew of subpoenas in recent days concerning the president's apparent efforts to get Ukraine to investigate political foe Joe Biden. No, that's not exactly what they were asking Ukraine to do. The president was asking the president of Ukraine to have his attorney general or his investigators look into corruption involving Joe Biden. Quote, President Trump and his administration reject your baseless, unconstitutional efforts to overturn the Democrat process. Your unprecedented actions have left the president with no choice. In order to fulfill his duties to the American people, the Constitution, the executive branch, and all future occupants of the office of the presidency, President Trump and his administration cannot participate in your partisan and unconstitutional inquiry under these circumstances. You know, there was a caller on Limbaugh today, a retired university professor who admitted that he voted for Obama and a bunch of other Democrats and had voted for President Trump last time around. And he was talking about the abuse that he had been taking in the faculty lounge for his support of President Trump. And you can imagine, we hear this stuff all the time. You may have been subjected to this same kind of derision from friends on the left yourself. And he was making the point, we feel like we're out here and we're fighting the battle by ourselves. I would like President Trump to do a national address on television and say essentially what the White House is saying right here. You know, this is a partisan and unconstitutional inquiry. And he said he would feel more as if the president had his back and his supporters' backs if he would do a big national address, separate, of course, from the rallies. Anyway, the document concluded the president has a country to lead. The American people elected him to do this job, and he remains focused on fulfilling his promises to the American people. So essentially, it's kind of like Grandma Hughes used to tell me when I was small. Her advice was always, tell people to go to hell in such a way that they look forward to the trip. 6:30 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Annie's ready to go in the news center. I'm right back on the other side here with a bonus hour on Tuesday on WORD.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hiya, hiya. Welcome back. Great to have you along. Boneheads. This is on the way coming up in minutes here. First of all, let me see if I can catch up with the text line. I am in significantly in arrears in that regard. 24 before 7 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Bobby, I've not spoken to any former or ex-military that wasn't for Trump leaving Syria. And those that were all quoted, wee man Lindsey Graham. Yeah, right. Look, the president is, this should not come as a big surprise. It's in reference to what's going on in Syria with Turkey and allowing them a greater presence there and supposedly selling out the Kurds. Look, I have painful memories of the way our friends were left behind in South Vietnam. The Hmong tribesmen as well. In fact, a bunch of spec ops guys, a bunch of Green Berets, later went back and expatriated many of those, as many individuals as they could, who had fought side by side with us against communism in Southeast Asia. So, it's never good when you let your friends down, and the Kurds, I think, did fight side by side with us in the sandbox. Although, as several administration sources have pointed out, they were paid pretty well to do so. But setting that aside, the president is on record as saying, look, these interminable wars in various parts of the world, whether it's AFPAC or wherever it may be, Middle East, what have you, have got to stop. And I would agree with that. This whole policeman of the world thing at some point has got to come to an end. Bobby, so the manipulative, lying, cover your backside Susan Rice can live a nice life with a fabulous government pension and now her own damn book. While the poor guy who made the ridiculous Muslim video, where's this guy? Still rotting in a jail somewhere? No, he's out now, but you know, his life is ruined. It's just outrageous. Hopefully the Gray Bar Hotel is in Susan Rice's future. I suspect that that's part of what this essentially is turning on Hillary in her book is about. Bobby, maybe you could find out if it's true, but I saw a report. We only had about 50 troops there. I have not seen a number. That's an interesting question. That's an interesting question. We'll see if we can check around there. Bobby Mack, Alan R. here from Spartanburg. I sent you an email about the connection between the whistleblowers, that would be gossip blowers, and the Democrats' border tricks. I'll check that out. Thank you, Alan. Appreciate that. Bobby, funny you were mentioning Hillary being under sniper fire, or as Limbaugh famously used to refer to it, snipper fire. I was in Bosnia the day she arrived. As a matter of fact, I was in Tuzla the day she arrived. I watched her plane land. You could have walked through the streets of Tuzla naked and nothing would have happened to you. Typical Democrat, a total sham. Signed, Airborne, Rangers lead the way. Gotcha. Bobby, about Susan Rice, yeah, right. Just ask Vince Foster. Oh, wait a minute. No, we can't ask Vince Foster. He's dead. Bobby, I'm so over Trump, I wish that my vote could count as a Republican. South Carolina should let the people vote. From Zachary. Well, you can always write somebody in. Oh, wait a minute. Can't write in a presidential election, can you? Bobby, I would like to fly with my emotional support, Glock. I hear you. Bobby, you mentioned a Geiger counter being one of the weird items you can carry onto an airplane with a TSA approval. I've carried a Geiger counter on board an airliner. I was on the way to Japan following Fukushima. Wow. Bobby, ironically, you are allowed to take knitting needles on board. Go figure that one out. Yeah. Jeez. Text open-ended. Love your show. You are a great radio station. Thank you. Appreciate that. Bobby, so you're saying that your commute used 2 minutes from the house to Woodruff and 10 minutes to work. Look, anytime we're talking about Woodruff, I avoid Woodruff as I would a Joe Biden rally, okay? Bobby, is it that long a commute? That was 27 minutes, by the way, was the average commute time. Is it that long a commute if you drive in the left lane? Gotcha. Bobby, 45 minutes here. Gotcha. Bobby, please pass along to Colonel Ted if he's still listening. He should send us a picture when he gets to that four corners spot. You know, that one spot where you can stand there and you're in four states at once. He should send us a picture at the very least. So there can be a picture of the four corners on the 106.3 website or Facebook page. Bobby, did somebody mention Belize? Okay by me. They do have a beautiful beach there. Belize used to be the chop shop capital of the world. They would steal cars in Florida and put them on the boat, send them southwest there to Belize, mostly westerly, actually, to Belize, where they would get, amazingly, a brand new VIN number, maybe a new paint job as well, and right back to Florida. Hey, you want Mercedes? We got them. Bob, tell Colonel Ted to ditch Google and Apple Maps and use Waze. Gotcha. Bobby, we're going to have a mass protest. Oh, this came in an hour ago. We're going to have a mass protest at noon over at Starbucks. We're going to have one at Starbucks over upcharging for soy milk. You heard about that, Moneypenny? Yeah. These are indeed the warriors of the future. They should be slapping their own heads for paying $5 for a 10-cent cup of coffee in the first place. God help us. Upcharging now for soy milk. Yeah, that figures. Bobby, so if there's no official impeachment hearing going on, why isn't anybody calling him out on it? Like who? The media? I'm calling him out on it. You think you're going to see it on ABC, CBS, NBC? Nightly news, good luck. They're too busy carrying the water for Pelosi and Schiff. Bobby, what you read is all nice and good, but there's no law requiring the House to vote on whether to proceed with an impeachment inquiry. Well, that's exactly right. That's the loophole that Pelosi and Schiff are taking care of. The controlling party and the speaker can bypass that tradition if they choose. Yeah, but it's more than a tradition. If you're going to come up with articles of impeachment, it has to be voted on the floor of the House. Now, Bob, so what's being said here is that Nancy Pelosi is basically playing House. Yeah, that would be one way to phrase it. Bobby, the media phrase on people's lack of knowledge on how our government works and what the Constitution says. They can take the current situation and spin it to make the president sound bad, and people who don't know any better say, nod in and say, oh, yeah, yeah, bad. Bobby, the more I watch these politicians, the more flashbacks I get of being spit on in my uniform returning home from a godforsaken war. And I think that just about catches me up on the text line, which leaves me free to deal with today's edition of Boneheads on the Knolls when we come right back.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hoo-ah! Welcome back. Closing minutes here, the Tuesday edition of the Bobby Mack Show, 9 before 7 o'clock. Just enough time to squeeze in today's edition of
Boneheads in the News.
Yes, well, these prices of weddings... Boy, I'm telling you, it's getting more and more expensive. Take the case of 36-year-old Heath Bumpus, Crockett, Texas, set to get married this past Saturday, but on Friday morning he realized he couldn't afford the ring or the venue, so he did what many of us might do in this situation. He went out and robbed a bank. But being somewhat inexperienced at bank robbery, didn't even wear a mask, so police put out surveillance shots of him on Facebook. His fiancée saw him and convinced him to turn himself in. Here's the sheriff.
His fiancée was able to get in touch with him on the phone when she saw our post on Facebook. She knew it was him. She contacted him and asked him if he had robbed the bank. And I guess he commenced to lie to her a few times. Anyway, she convinced him that she knew it was him. His picture was all on Facebook. He needed to turn himself in. So he went to the Houston County Courthouse and turned himself into a Houston County deputy. He was getting married, so he didn't have enough money for a wedding ring that he wanted to buy, and he needed to pay for the wedding venue.
Did you say this guy's name was Bumpus? You mean like in Christmas Story? Wow. Guess his fiance decided that she might have made a bad choice in her selection of future husbands there. Well, you know the old saying, no good deed goes unpunished, right? Three police officers in Costa del Sol, Spain, were in a high-speed boat chase with suspected drug traffickers last Friday when the cops lost control of their boat and fell into the sea. Who knows, they might have drowned. Except for the fact that the drug traffickers stopped, scooped them up onto their tour boat, and saved them. Cops thanked them by arresting them. Guys had more than 3 tons of hash. It's a bunch of drugs. Thanks a lot for saving us and rescuing us out of the water. By the way, you're now under arrest. How about this guy? An Arizona man who allegedly fired his gun at his ceiling in an effort to get his neighbors to quiet down ended up shooting himself in the face. I'm guessing this is not a guy who has a lot of experience with firearms. The unidentified man in Phoenix initially paid his upstairs neighbors a visit after he became upset with him on Sunday night. He had banged on the door, yelling at him, trying to make contact during the argument about 11:30. The man then headed back to his apartment, still upset, where he retrieved a weapon and fired several shots into the ceiling and somehow managed to shoot himself in the face. Investigators said he was transported to the hospital in extremely critical condition. We still don't know how the guy is doing. Ay, ay, ay. Well, this guy had the best gig in the world for a while there. Too bad he was probably committing fraud. 47-year-old Ronald Berry used to work as a subway cleaner for the MTA in New York until he was fired a few years ago, but apparently nobody bothered to tell payroll because he just kept showing up and collecting his paychecks for 4 years. He got paid roughly $250,000, went last Thursday to get his check, and then was finally arrested by the cops. Ronald says he didn't think he was doing anything wrong. He claims he went on sick leave for high blood pressure and asthma, so he thought the paychecks were legit. His pay stubs listed his hours, which he knew he didn't work, but nobody claims. But he claims nobody ever told him he was fired. Arrested for trespassing when he showed up to get his check. Not clear if he's also going to be facing fraud charges. Knowing New York, though, you know, I'll probably just write it off. Ay, ay, ay. And finally, a guy in Idaho was recently busted for passing bad checks. Turned out he was being scammed himself. He was sending the money to a scammer in Malaysia who promised him millions. Now he's facing 9 years in prison on 3 felony counts. There we go. There is today's edition of
Boneheads in the News.
And I've got to wrap things up, make way for the great one, Mark Levin. See you tomorrow. God bless.
That's it, man. Game over, man. It's game over.
Well, kids, that's our show for today. And now, in the words of Mr. Cole Porter, every time we say goodbye, goodbye.
You say goodbye. What? And I say hello.
Hello. I must be going. I must be going.
So long, farewell. Our feet are saying goodbye. I leave and heave a sigh and say goodbye.
Goodbye to you.
I'll be back.
Goodbye.
Until our next show, goodbye from us to you.
This concludes our broadcast day.
Goodbye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.